Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Knot Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. In Build the Life You Want, The Art and Science of Getting Happier, Arthur C. Brooks melds the realms of empirical science and emotional artistry to offer a comprehensive guide to cultivating a fulfilling life. Leveraging his extensive experience as a social scientist, columnist, and happiness expert, Brooks transcends traditional self-help paradigms to provide readers with actionable insights grounded in psychological research. The book is not merely a collection of theoretical principles. It's a practical roadmap to achieving sustainable happiness through intentional practice and mindset shifts. From debunking common happiness myths to offering strategies for overcoming setbacks, Brooks provides a masterclass in building a resilient, joy-filled life that aligns with one's deepest values and aspirations. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the happiness equation. Arthur C. Brooks introduces readers to what he calls the happiness equation, a foundational concept in understanding how happiness operates on a practical level. This equation posits that happiness is not a byproduct of wealth, success, or fame, but rather stems from a combination of genetic set points, circumstances, and intentional activities. Brooks dives deep into each component, stating that while we may have limited control over our genetic predispositions and the circumstances we encounter, there's significant autonomy in how we choose to engage with our daily lives. He encourages adopting intentional activities such as gratitude practices, deep social connections, and meaningful work to increase our overall happiness. This segment of the book lays the groundwork for understanding that happiness is a skill that can be cultivated with concerted effort and the right strategies. Secondly, overcoming happiness myths. One of the pivotal aspects of the book is Brooks' deconstruction of prevalent happiness myths that hinder our personal growth and satisfaction. He challenges the societal narrative that happiness is linear, directly correlated with success, or that it can be achieved once certain external conditions are met. By examining scientific research and through anecdotal evidence, Brooks dispels these myths and highlights the dangers of benchmarking our happiness against unrealistic standards or external achievements. This section not only enlightens readers on the misconceptions surrounding happiness, but also paves the way for a healthier mindset focused on intrinsic values and personal fulfillment beyond material success. Thirdly, the role of struggle and suffering. Arthur C. Brooks navigates the paradoxical role of struggle and suffering in achieving happiness. He proposes that, contrary to popular belief, experiencing challenges and moments of discomfort can significantly contribute to our long-term well-being. Brooks delves into the concept of anti-fragility, a term coined by Nassim Nicholas Taleb, suggesting that just like muscles grow through stress, our happiness and resilience can be fortified through hardships. This segment encourages readers to reframe their attitudes towards suffering, viewing it as an opportunity for growth and self-improvement, rather than a detractor from happiness. It's a profound call to embrace life's ups and downs with courage and to find meaning in adversity. Fourthly, building happiness habits. E. Brooks emphasizes the importance of establishing habits that foster happiness. He outlines several science-backed practices such as meditation, regular exercise, and maintaining strong social connections that have been proven to enhance well-being. Further, he introduces the concept of eudaimonia, or the pursuit of purpose and meaning, as a critical component of happiness. This section of the book is highly practical, offering readers a toolkit of activities and mindset shifts that can be integrated into daily life. Brooks' approach is not one size fits all. Instead, he encourages personalization of these practices to fit individual preferences and lifestyles, thereby maximizing their impact on happiness. Lastly, cultivating gratitude and generosity. The final key topic Brooks addresses is the significant impact of cultivating gratitude and generosity on our happiness. He provides compelling evidence that these qualities not only enhance our own well-being, but also have a ripple effect on our communities. Through personal anecdotes and scientific data, Brooks illustrates how acts of kindness and expressions of gratitude contribute to a sense of connectedness and fulfillment. This segment of the book serves as a powerful reminder of the joy that comes from giving and the importance of acknowledging the good in our lives. It challenges readers to be more mindful of their blessings and to actively seek opportunities to contribute positively to the lives of others. In conclusion, Arthur C. Brooks' Build the Life You Want, The Art and Science of Getting Happier, is a must-read for anyone seeking to enhance their well-being and find more joy in everyday life. Whether you're navigating difficulties, striving for personal growth, or simply looking to increase your daily happiness, Brooks offers evidence-based advice that is both enlightening and practical. This book empowers readers to take an active role in shaping their happiness, emphasizing that true contentment comes from within and is accessible to everyone, regardless of their circumstances. It's particularly beneficial for individuals interested in personal development, psychology enthusiasts, and those seeking a scientifically grounded approach to happiness. By implementing Brooks' strategies, readers can hope to lead more fulfilling lives, characterized by resilience, gratitude, and a profound sense of purpose. If you would like to support Arthur C. Brooks, you can buy the books through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.